We are learning Mesechtes Yevamis, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, and we are continuing the sugya of Acholitz Lumuberes, or Acholitz or Bia Muberes. Acholitz Rav Yochanan Mishlokas. Rav Yochanan holds that a chalitza or a Bia to Muberes works and takes away the Zika. Mishlokas says no, you still need Tzricha Chalitza Menachem, which Tosfos speaks out on Lamed Hayam Beis. It doesn't mean Daf Menachem. What from him himself is sugya to another chalitza? It needs another chalitza. It's not a good chalitza Muberes, and a Bia Muberes is not a good Bia. And the last teretz we had, last pshat we had in a brisa was a Rava. And Rava says like this, that Avada Rafi Rav Yechron Chalitza or Bia works for Muberes. But if the child's Rabbi Ben Kayama, the woman, the wife, will not be mutter until the baby is born, because a Vlad is not poiter until it comes out La'avir Ha'olam. And that was starting around six lines from the top, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. On the beginning of the eighth line from the top, Tanya Kavasei de Rava. We learned through the Braisa, which is a riot to Rava, Tanya Kavasei de Rava. It says the Braisa, Akoinus Ivimtan, Benimtis Muberes. Someone, his brother dies without children, and that's Reuven. Shimon marries Reuven's wife, and it turns out she's Muberes. So Arei Zu Loi Tanasi Tsarasa. Reuven had another wife. That wife should not go out and marry Lashuk. Shema Yehei Vlad Ben Kayama, because maybe this Yavama that Shema did Yibun to is going to have a child that's a Ben Kayama. Ve'ein Bia V'chalitza Peteres El Vlad Pleiter. When it's a Vlad Ben Kayama, so then the only thing that passes is the Vlad. And that's not Vlad in a Peteres Atriyetz Lava Olam. This is all the Lashon HaBraisa. Akaponim is the first HaBraisa, Raya Terava, that pshat in that the Kshav Shara Yechanon, that in Fira Yechanon, if it's a Vlad Ben Kayama, so then it will not be Shinau Imutul Shuk, which means let's hear Sarasa, will not Imutul Shuk until the Vlad is actually born and it comes out into the world, then it's Patis. So what Amara brings out a Diyak from this Braisa. Turns out from this Braisa, it might be a Kasha or a Shlokish. Time of the Shem Yehe Vlad Ben Kayama. The reason why we are saying that you're not allowed to get married, the Torah can't get married, is Shem Yehe Vlad Ben Kayama. Maybe the child might be a healthy child who lives. And that is why we're pattering from Yibum. And that's why we're not pattering. We're only pattering him after he's born. If not for Chash, it might be Vlad Ben Kayama, then Mifta Tzarasa, Smash Vatzara, will be able to get married. Because doesn't this Braisa, Kodesh Yibim, Tavim Tzimabaris, the Tzara should not get married. Why? Because we have to wait for Vlad to be born. Shem Yehi Vlad Ben Kayama. But if it wouldn't be a Vlad Ben Kayama, so then it would be a good Yibim, it sounds like. And then the Tzara could get married. So it's a Kasha Rosh Lakish. Rosh Lakish says that a Bias Mu'uberes, even if the child lands up not living, and it turns out Lemafreya, that they never had any children, still, according to Rosh Lakish, it's not a good Bia. So here it's Mashma, that if not for Chashash of Vlad Ben Kayama, the Tzara would be potter. So it's a Kasha Rosh Lakish. Let me have Tufta de Rosh Lakish. Maybe it's a Kasha Rosh Lakish. Omalok Rosh Lakish. This is how you read the Braisa. You have to change one word. But the problem with this Braisa was on Rosh Lakish is that it did mention about Ein Vlad Poitach Yetzalav Olam, so I have to fix that up as well. So I'm Rosh Lakish Hachitani. Hakoines Ivim Toivinim Tzas Muberes. Someone, I mean, Shimon does Reuben and Reuben's wife. Reuben has two wives. Vinim Tzas Muberes. Turns out she's Muberes. The Tzara should not get remarried yet either. Shema lo yehe Vlad Ben Kayama. Maybe the Vlad will not be Ben Kayama. V'chalitza Muberes lo yishma chalitza. Ubiya Muberes lo yishma bia. And it's not counted, the chalitza ubiya. V'im toima holgach a roiv nashim. Maybe she go boss a roiv nashim. And the roiv nashim v'la ma'aya yodon. They have a healthy child. And therefore, the tzara should be able to get married. Why? Because if it's a healthy child, there's no din yibum. So she can get remarried. There's no issa l'yivam l'shuk. Because there's no din yibum because it's going to be a healthy child. Vlad, in a point as Yatz Lava Olam, the Vlad is not pater until it comes out into the world. So, Akabonim, according to Rish Lakish, the reason why she can't get remarried is because of Manoshach, in both Tzadim she can't get remarried. If this Muberes is not going to work out, it's going to be a miscarriage, so then the Chalitza and Bia do not work, because according to Rish Lakish, Bia's Muberes doesn't count. And are you going to tell me to be a healthy child? Then the healthy child doesn't pat until Atriyetz Lava Olam. So either way, Loisinose Tsarasa. Either way, the Tsarasa cannot get married because there's a problem in either case. Akaponim, that's what Chalitz Yerachim Rosh Lakish. We answered from the Braisa. And the fact is, we paskin like Rosh Lakish. So Amar Rabbi Lozo. So it comes here, Rabbi Lozen, he says, Efshe Isa Lahodar Shlokish, is it possible that we actually pass like our Shlokish, like Tanan Lava Masisim, and we don't have him a first in a Mishnah anywhere? So Nafak Dok Vashkach, he went looking in Mishnayas to see if he could have a remez, a source for a Shlokish Shita. And he found something. It's not. We learned in the Mishnah later on in the Parak, in the Masechta rather, that Kuf Yotes Min Aleph. It says later on, it's like this. Isha Shehalach Bailo V'Tzarosom Din Yisiyam. A certain wife that her husband went a very far away with the other co-wife. They went far away. Uvov Amrullah, and they came and told her, Adam came and told her, Meis Bailech, your husband died. So now she's out of husband. So could she, and she never had children. The husband never had children. So the question is, could she get remarried now? Sha'arezu lo tenase v'lo tesiyavim. She can't get married, and she can't do yibum either. Achateidah shemu moberes hitzarasa. Maybe the tzara is moberes. Remember, the husband went with the co-wife away to India, and now they have no idea if maybe in the interim the tzarasa became moberes, and she didn't have a baby. She has a baby, there's no dinibum. So on one hand, this wife was left here, we'll call her bracha. On the one hand, bracha can't get married because maybe she has to do yibum if her husband never had children. On the other hand, maybe the tzara had a child, so then was going to have a child, she's mubaris maybe, then the halacha is that she can't do yibum either. So there's a big problem over here, she's a little stuck. That's what it says in this Mishnah, that she's stuck. Like Tanasi, she can't get married. Like this Yavim, she can't do yibum. Either way, she can't do, because maybe her tzara is mubaris. Now what's lashon? He says, Shema mubaris hid tzarasa. It's funny lashon. Shema mubaris tzarasa. What's hid tzarasa? So Rashi explains from the Gemara later on, that we're not choishish that if the guy went to India without any wives and left his wife here, we're not worried he married a new wife and then maybe that new wife had a child. That we're not choishish for. We know here he had a wife. He went with another wife. He went with one of his wives. That's why we're choishish. But to be the choishish that he remarried someone and married someone else there and had a baby, that we're not worried about. Akuponim, here, she's stuck because maybe Mubaris Yitzirasa. So now Rabbi Loza is going to start to analyze this Mishnah and bring a riot to a Shlokish.
Why can't you just say that if he didn't have kids till now, we could assume that he didn't have kids?
Why should we never like that? Most people have kids. First of all, don't say in the Mishnah how long he was married. Even the people who can marry 20 years to have children. And after 5 years, it's very common. So it doesn't say how many years this was. Akaponim, so it's like this. Let's analyze this Mishnah. Bishlam yivume loi. Bishlam yivum, you can't do. Why not? Why can't bracha do yivum over here to Reuven's brothers? Shema yehev laben kayama. Because maybe the tzara will have a child. And it turns out that then she is usher to the brothers. Also, it's the deraisa of eshizach. Because loy makom mitzvah. So shema yehev laben kayama. Yifka b'is eshizach deraisa. I'll be isser. So I understand why she can't do yivum. Ella loy sachloitz. Why can't you do chalitza? Am I? Why can't you do chalitza? I have a good idea. Bishlam, so let's analyze again. Bishlam tachlitz b'soich tes sunas tes. Bishlam that we have the brothers give her chalitza, and then she marries someone else, some stranger. She marries within 9 months of the death. Loy, she shouldn't do that because hainu safik. That's a safik because on the tzad that. The tzara, the co-wife who's in India, is going to have a child, so then she's only mutter l'shuk, only after that child is born, and chalitza doesn't work. So that's pashut, within 9 months after the death, she should not get remarried, because maybe it's going to be the tzara's going to have a child, and then she's not mutter till that child is born. But I have an idea, tachlit tzech tisha, let her get chalitza within the 9 months, and she'll work manashach, according to, let's say, according to Rabbi Yechanan. The chalitza works because if there's no pregnancy, so chalitza works. If there's a pregnancy and the child is not going to be born, also chalitza works. And if the child's born, so sinasi lachatisha, and get married after 9 months. Take chalitza within 9 months, and get married after 9 months. Elamai. What? Because maybe the tzara doesn't have a child. So if the tzara has a child, the halacha is that the child is not, it doesn't work till the child is actually born. You can't mother shuk. What? No, chalitza for sure doesn't work because there's no din chalitza if you have a child. Yibum is only growing a child. What? What? No, if you have a child. Right, so only when a child is born do you get the ptur. Only when a child is born. What? Bring my friend. The Gemara said before, that the child, Valadi Paytash, Yetzil Ava Oilum, of child's only patas till. No, the chalitza not my own. The chalitza to stam a person makes a difference. Here we have children. When a brother has children, there's no din chalitza. When a person has children, there's no din chalitza. The child only works when the yatzal av ha'olam. There's no cash on that. After yatzal av ha'olam, what?
When do you make the chalitza?
Before, in the middle of the test.
You make it after
not. Oh, that's the Gemara's kasha back. So Gemara first saw it's a raya to Rosh Lakish, because I have a eitza, make a chalitza toich test, and then it'll work, because the chalitza embarrass works. And then when the child's born, on that side, that's a good child, it'll be mutter. So fake the Gemara kasha, I have a different eitza. Just do both after 9, then it'll cool down with your work. L'tameich, which says, and if you use any better, if your Lakish any better, your kasha, l'tameich, tachlitz, rosh lakatas. Do chalitza and tenos lachatas. Why is it she never get married? So Ella must be a pshat. Different pshat why he can get married. The reason why you're not going to get married is because the Abaye ba'Aba, Rav Chinna ba'Abaye, the Amri Tavari, they both said, Shem ve'yev la be'kan yama. If you do chalitza at any time, maybe we're going to find out eventually that the co-wife, the Tzara, had a child. Nimshes at the machriza kruz l'kuhuna. And therefore, you're going to need to announce to everyone, by the way, that chalitza that she had was not a real chalitza. Because if you have a child, then chalitza is nothing. Chalitza is worthless and nothing, it means nothing. So people are going to think she's asta kayin, and you have to announce that she is muta ta kayin. So effective of litzucha, okay, so do that. They'll make it into the have a chalitza, have a achraza. They're going to see her marrying a kayin, and then they're going to see the chalitza, but they're not going to see the achraza. They're going to say, chalitza is muta ta kayin. So what do they say? The reason why you don't do chalitza is because it's a real problem. Because then you can see him marry a kohen, and they can say, "Oh, you let him chalitza marry the kohen." I make a cruz. So then, but people are not going to hear about the cruz; they're not going to know about it. So the response is a simple question. So now we're telling the isha not to get married at all. She'd much rather be asa to a kohen and then get remarried to someone else. Just say Allah is asa to a kohen. So the Torah answers. If you tell her she's asa to a kohen, she's not going to believe it because once she sees the little boy come back from India. That this little baby is born. So you say, what do you mean? I'm with the Kayan. I don't care. I make a suit of me. So therefore, we're worried about that thing. So we got out of that raya. So we had a bris here that Rulah was trying to be right to Rosh Lakish because it says that he should have done chalitza toich test and the marriage test is a v'tameich. Do it afterwards. Tara says, there's no chalitza here because we're worried about kashari l'kayan. Abaya has a different way how to slug up the raya from the brisa. Only Abaya, does it say anywhere here that you can do chalitza? The whole thing's not a whole right than a start. It said here that this bracha, who's left here, not in India, she shouldn't get married or do yibum. But she could get chalitza and get married. Maybe she could get chalitza and get married, Taka. Who said that's not true? She could get chalitza and get married. Never say can't do chalitza. She get chalitza and get married after 9 months, But she could get chalitza and then get married after 9 months. Taka could do that. So, therefore, it's not a raya at all. So, two ways how to get out of the raya. But at the end of the day, we have a raya to Rosh Lakish right here. Tanya Vasei de Rosh Lakish. Hacholetz lemuberes vehepilo tzricha chalitza menachem. Lamai says, first raya to Rosh Lakish, that you do chalitza to muberes, and she has a miscarriage. The loch is, you need chalitza menachem. That means you need chalitza from him again, or from the achem again. It turns out that my freya, that she never had any children, and so the chalitza should work. Rosh Lakish doesn't hold on La Freya, like the Gemara said before, on Daf Lama Heim Abez. That Rosh Lakish does not hold of La Freya, we said yesterday, because maybe Shas, when they did the Chalitza, that baby was going to be a good baby. Therefore, it's not a good Chalitza. Therefore, you need a Chalitza. Rosh Lakish held a good Chalitza, we go to La Freya. Rosh Lakish holds not. We pass like Rosh Lakish that a Chalitza La Mabera is Lashma Chalitza. But again, the guy, Moshe's Kasha, when we have a child, that was a Kuliyam and not a good Chalitza. Because when you have a child, there's no parish of Chalitza. Because a brother has a child, there's not a parish of Chalitza. And therefore, the child only, it works after the child's born, and Chalitza is not my love, Eloi Mayrid.